All right, here we go. We're Mem Aleph Amud Aleph of the two dots. How you lefun of meaning harbe? Zuck the Halo Gemara. Amar Ula, Ula says, Machlokes b'shabir chosehen shavos. So Ula says that the Machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is when the brachos, is when the two foods that you're dealing with have the same bracha. Rabbi Yehuda savar min shiva adi. If Rabbi Yehuda says that when they have the same bracha, you go with the min shiva, you go with the one that's the shiva saminim. The Rabbanan savar min chaviv adi. And Rabbanan hold, you go with whichever one is chaviv, whichever one is more kishmak to you. Avav b'shein b'chosei and shavos. But if they do not have the same bracha, let's say you have one thing that's a hadam and one thing that's a eitz, divrei akol mivarech al zeh v'chozer u'mivarech al zeh. Then everyone agrees, you got to make two separate brachos on the two separate foods. One is adam and one is ha'etz. Frek di Gemara, is that true that everyone agrees you have to make two brachos when it's separate brachos? Meisivei, hayu lefan of tzinon v'zayis. Let's say a person has a radish and an olive. Okay, you're eating a radish and an olive. Mivarech al tzinon u'poter es hazayis. You can make the bracha on the radish, and that potters the zayis. You don't have to make a bracha on the Zayas. So you see that it seems to be that you can make one bracha and exempt both foods. So says the Gemara, whoa, slow down. Hacha b'mayaskinan, here what are we dealing with? Kishat tznon ikar. No, here we're talking about a case where you're eating, the tznon is the primary thing that you're eating, the radish is primary, and the Zayas you're only eating as a secondary food. We'll see why in a minute. Okay, and that's why you only make the bracha that's known, and you pater the zayis, because as we know, the Gemara hasn't said it yet, but the Gemara says later that any time you have an ikar and a tafel, you make the bracha on the ikar, and that paters the tafel. Frek the Gemara, ihach yeim a sefer, but if that's the case, then what about the sefer? Rabbi Yehuda omer mevarech al azayis, sha'azayis mimin shiva. Rabbi Yehuda says that you make the bracha on the zayis. In this case of the tznon and the zayis, you make the bracha on the zayis because the zayis is of the shivas haminim. But if that, what's going on? Lesley the Rabbi Yehuda had the tznan kol shuikar v'imo tfeila bevarach al ikar poter esat tfeila. Do you mean to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of this rule of ikar v'tafel? That if you have an ikar and a tafel, you make the bracha on the ikar and the patos the tafel? Does Rabbi Yehuda not hold of that rule? And if you say in hachinami, yeah, in hachinami, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of that, right? V'chiteim hachinami, the less lay that he doesn't hold of this rule. But we have an abraisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imach mas tznon b'hazayis, that if you're only eating the zayis because of the tznon, which means that the tznon, the radish, is a sharp tasting food, and now after I eat this sharp tasting tznon, I want to eat a zayis, which is a little bit sweet, to kind of cleanse my palate, to deal with the sharpness, to mitigate the sharpness of the tznon. If that's the only reason why I'm eating the zayis, so then mevarech al tznon upoter es hazayis. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees to this concept of ikar v'tafel, that if I'm eating one as the ikar, and I'm only eating one as a secondary food to deal with the sharpness of the first food, I don't have to make a brach on it. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the concept of ikar and tafel. Okay? So what do we do? So what do we do with how are we going to explain this braisa that says that you're mevarech al tznon and poter es hazayis? So says the Gemara, liola mitznon ikar askinen. No, really, we must be dealing with a case where the tznon is the ikar and the zayis is the tafel, and that's why you only make a bracha on the tznon and your poter es hazayis. Now, what about Rabbi Yehuda? V'chipligi Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan b'milsa acharisi pligi. Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan are really arguing about a different case. Everyone agrees to the case, to this idea of ikar and tafel. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan are arguing about a different case. V'chisurei mechzer v'hachi katoni. Really, there's something missing in this Mishnah, and here's what it is. Hayu l'fanav tznon v'zayis mevarech al tznon poter es hazayis. So if you have before you a radish and an olive, you make the bracha on the radish and you pater the olive. That's talking about a case where the radish is the ikar and the zayis is only secondary. But if, let's say, the tznon is not ikar, you want to eat them both equally, so then everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that you have to make a bracha on each one. Okay? Ushnei minin ba'alma shabir chosei and shavos, and now this is the chisurei mechzera. Now if you have two minim that have the same bracha, mivarech al eze mehen sheyirtze. You make the bracha on whichever one you want first. Right? The same bracha. So which one do I pick up to make the bracha? Which food? Doesn't matter. Whichever one you want, you pick up, you can make the bracha on it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Mivarech al azayis, she azayis mimin shiva. Rabbi Yehuda says that even if you have two foods that have the same bracha, let's say you have an olive and an apple, so they're both a ha'etz, right? You can't just make the bracha on whichever one you want, the olive or the apple. No, says Rabbi Yehuda, you have to dafka make the bracha on the olive first, even though it's the same bracha. Not first. You have to dafka make the bracha of ha'etz on the olive. Why? Because the olive is one of the shiva saminim. So that's the machlokas of Yehuda and the chachamim. They're right, according to this mahalach, we're talking about a case where they both have the same bracha. One is a shiva saminim, and that's the question: which one do you make the bracha on? Now, this machlokas of Yehuda and the chachamim. Right, if you have an apple and an olive, the chachamim say you can make the bracha on whichever one you want, and Rabbi Yehuda says you have to make the bracha on the olive. There's a machlokas about that machlokas. Pligi bo Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Yitzchok nafcha. Okay, this is a machlokas amaroyim about that machlokas tanoim. Chad omar machlokas b'shebir chosei and shavos. So one of them says, this is the way we've been explaining it till now, that the machlokas of Yehuda and the Rabbanan is only when they have the same bracha, like an apple and an olive. Rabbi Yehuda savar min shiva adif, for Rabbanan savar min chaviv adif. Rabbi Yehuda holds that that whichever one is in the shivas haminim, that one comes first. And the Rabbanan say, no, whichever one is chaviv comes first. So if you like the apple better, you can make the bracha on the apple. But let's say you don't have an apple and an olive. Let's say you have two different things that have two different brachos, bari priya adam and bari priya eitz. Divrei akol mivarech hazeh v'chozeh mivarech hazeh. Everyone agrees that you have to make two separate brachos, one ha'adam and one ha'eitz. That's one opinion in the Amoroi. The Chad Amar and the other Amor is of the opinion, af b'she'ein b'chosei and shavos nami machlokas. He says, no, even if their brachos are not the same, even if you have one ha'adam and one ha'eitz, you still have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Now, how do we understand that machlokas? Right, if you have two separate brachos, so what is the machlokas? That's what the Gemara is going to delve into now. Zakti Gemara, Bishlam al Ma'adamar Kishabir Chosei and Shavos Machlokes Shapir. So according to the Ma'adamar that says that they're only arguing in a case where they have the same bracha that I understand, right? An apple and an olive, they both have ha'etz. Machlokes is, do I make the bracha whichever one I want, or do I make the bracha on the one that is the shiva saminim, the olive? El Ma'adamar B'Shein B'Chosei and Shavos Pligi. But if you go like the other opinion that says that they're arguing in a case where they do not have the same brachos. But let's say Adama and Ha'etz, the my pligi. Well, what is the machlokas? What are they arguing about? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya lehaktim. So Rabbi Yirmiya says the machlokas is which bracha should come first. Damar Rav Yosef v'tem Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yosef says, and some say it's Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol amukdam bepasuk ze mukdam lebracha. Whichever food comes earlier in this pasuk, okay, these seven species: chita, saora, gevin, teina, barimon, etc. Right. Whichever food item comes first in the bracha, you should make the bracha on that food item first. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Eretz chito sa'ora v'gefen uta'ena v'rima. Eretz zeh shemen u'dvash. That's the order in the pasuk. Okay? So that is, that's one opinion. And that's the opinion that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That if you have a borei pri ha'etz and a borei pri adama, okay, you make whichever one comes first in the pasuk, That's what you should make the bracha on first, okay? Even though we know you have to make two brachas, because one is Adam and one is Ha'et. Which one comes first? You make the bracha on the one that comes first in the pasuk. So for example, let's say you want to be koseh sachita, you want to chew wheat kernels. So we learned that if you chew wheat kernels, the bracha is Adam. But if you want to eat olives, the bracha is Ha'et. They're both in the pasuk, but wheat kernels come first. So you would make the bracha on the wheat kernels, the Adam, before you make the Ha'et on the olives, okay? Upliga de Rabbi Chanan, and this is a machlokas with Rabbi Chanan. The Amar Rabbi Chanan, because Rabbi Chanan says kol apasuk kulo l'shiurin nemar, that this entire pasuk of chita saora etc. The reason why we have this pasuk is not to teach us a specific order of brachos, that you know that whichever one comes first in the pasuk, that's the order of brachos, but rather each item mentioned in this pasuk is actually a shiur for some halacha. Right, it's a shiur for some halacha. Okay? And now the Gemara is going to go through the different shiurim. You'll see in a minute. Chita. Okay, let's start with chita. What's the shiur of chita? Titnan, as the Mishnah says, Hanichnas lebeis hamenuga. If a person comes into a house that has tsaras, a house that has negoy, v'kelov al ksefov, v'sandolov uv'tabosov biyadov. Okay? his clothing is slung over his shoulder, meaning he's not wearing his jacket. Let's say his jacket is slung over his shoulder. And he's not wearing his sandals, but rather he's carrying his sandals. He's not wearing his rings, but rather he's holding his rings in his hand. So the halacha is, hu vehein tamein miyad. He and all of these items are all tamei immediately. Okay, because the halacha is that anything that comes into a bias of the bias that's menuga, a bias of tzaras, becomes tamei. So if a person walks in, the person becomes tamei. If you have items that are brought into this house, they also become tamei. However, hayalavush kelav. But let's say you were wearing your jacket, v'sandalav beraglav, and your sandals were on your feet, v'tabosav b'etzbaosav, and your rings were on your fingers. So then, these items then have a din of clothing. They're accessories to your body. They're not separate items that were brought into a house, right? They're things that are now tufel to your body. So in that case, hu tamei miyad, says the Mishnah, you're tamei immediately, you the person are tamei immediately, v'hein tahorin ad sheyisha b'kidei achilas pras, and they are tahor until you remain in that house the amount of time that it takes to eat a kidei achilas pras, which is a half a loaf of bread. Okay, why? Because these accessories, these clothing accessories, only become tamei because of you. They don't become tamei because of the house. They're batel to you. So they become tamei because of you, but that's only when you remain in the house a significant amount of time, which is the time that it takes to eat a kedei achilas pras. But if you just carry them in, so then they're not clothing that's batel to you, they're just items. Items that are brought in become tamei immediately. Now, what type of bread, when we say a pras, which is a half a loaf of bread, what type of bread are we talking about? So says the Mishnah, paschitim velo passeorim. We're dafka talking about paschitim, wheat bread, and not passeorim. Okay, I guess it takes a different amount of time to eat wheat bread than it takes to eat barley bread. I'm not familiar with the differences. Okay? Also, mesa va'ochlan beliftan. We're talking about eating this half a loaf, reclining, and eating it with some sort of liftan. Liftan is like some sort of condiment or relish that you're eating the bread with. You know, some sort of a spread that you're that you're putting on the bread. Okay? That is the shear of chita. So when the Mishnah, when the Pasuk says chita, according to this opinion of Rav Chanan, the reason why the Pasuk mentions this thing of chita is to teach us this shear of the chatzi, of the pras, achilas pras of paschitim for the shear of tumah. Okay? What about Seorah? Now the Gemara is going to go through all these different shiurim. Seorah, what's the shiur of Seorah? The Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us, Etzem kis Seorah. Let's say I have a piece of a bone. You don't have a whole bone, human bone, but you have a piece of a human bone that's the size of a barley grain. If you remember, we had this, right? Who was it? Rabbi Yochanan? Right? He said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He carried around the bone of his tenth son, and he carried around a piece that was smaller than an Etzem kis Seorah. Okay? Because he did not want it to be tamei. So he carried around the piece that was smaller than a se'orah. Okay? But if you carry around the piece that is the size of a se'orah, mitamei b'maga uvemasa, that piece of bone that's etzem kise'orah, that's the size of a se'orah of a barley kernel, that is mitamei b'maga uvemasa, if you touch it or if you carry it, ve'eino mitamei be'ohel, but that size of a bone is not mitamei be'ohel. It's metame b'mago v'masa, which means if you touch it or you carry it, then it makes you tame. But if you're just in the same ohel as it, you're not tame. Rashi points out this is a halacha l'moshe misinai. Okay, fine. Gefen. What about grapes? Right, the Torah says gefen. So what's the shear of these grapes? Kidei revius yayin the nazir. So here the shear is that a nazir is only chayav if he drinks a revius of wine. So revius of wine, that's the shear of gefen. That's important, the shear of a revius yayin for a nazir. Te'ena, what's the shear of a te'ena? Kigrogeres lehotzoas Shabbos. That when it comes to being chayav for being motzi something on Shabbos, you're only motzi if you take out. Let's say you take food out into Rishus HaRabim. So you're only motzi if you take out food that's the size of a grogeres, which is a dried fig. Rimon, what's the shear of a rimon? Kidetnan, as the Mishnah says, kol klei bale batim, anytime you have a kalim of a person, kalim, right, vessels of a person, shi'uran kirimonim, which means Rashi says that if those kalim become tamei, in order to make them tahor, you basically have to make them ois kli. Now you have to make them that they're no longer a kli. The way to make them no longer a kli is if you puncture a hole in the kli that's big enough to make the kli unusable. What size hole are we talking about? So the Mishnah says if you make the hole in a kli the size of a rimon, so then the kli becomes tahor because it's not usable anymore. You have a big kli, a pot. You have a big hole the size of a rimon, so it's not usable anymore, and therefore the kli now becomes tahor. Okay. Eretz Zeis Shemen. The Torah talks about the olive oil. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. What is that referring to? What shear is that referring to? Eretz Shekol Shiureha Kizesim. We're talking about the land where all of its shiurim are kizesim. Whenever you talk about shiurim, it's always a kizayis. So that's the land of Israel where all of the shiurim are kizesim. Asks the Gemara, Kol Shiureha Sakad Aitach. You really think we were talking about the entire, all the shiurim in Eretz Yisrael are all a kizayis? That's not true. What about all the shiurim that we just mentioned? Right? The Rimon and the Grogeres, all the shiurim we just mentioned, are not a kezayis. So you can't tell me that all of the shiurim in Eretz Yisrael are a kezayis. So Ella says, the Gemara, no, it means Ella Eretz Shiro Shiurei HaKezayisim. It means the land where most of the shiurim are kezayisim. Obviously, you can have some shiurim that are Rimon, Grogeres, Chita, all these other shiurim, but most of the shiurim are kezayisim. Devash Kikoseves Hagasa B'yom HaKippurim. What about Devash? Devash, we know, refers to date honey. So there, the shear is that if a person eats a koseves hagas, if you eat a large date, if you eat that amount, that's the amount that you're chayef for on Yom Kippur. Okay? So b'kitzer, what we're saying is that Rav Chanan holds that all these, that this pasuk is all brought for the shiurim, and not to teach us that whichever is earlier in the pasuk is earlier for a bracha. We'll stop here. We'll pick up a Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.